possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the place here at Sports Radio 610. The latest is the Houston Astros are looking to dust themselves off after that at Is it embarrassing fair? That embarrassing loss, 6-1 loss to the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's embarrassing. Hunter Brown was on the mound. You lost 6-1 to the Rockies.
Hunter Brown on the mound.
You're not
Alvarez in the lineup.
Yes.
And 6-1. Like pretty careless in the field a couple different times.
Never a ball game.
Yeah. No, that I would say.
Well, Jesus did go deep and then you had a lead and it but never a real ball game after the fifth or sixth. So they try to dust themselves off with that. Now they will have to do so with being a little shorthanded, at least some of their normal guys. Victor Caratini, he took a foul ball off the mask yesterday after taking a similar one last weekend against Baltimore. He is now in concussion protocol, and also Yiner Diaz got hit in the wrist by an errant pitch in Baltimore as well. That's been bothering him. The word on him, though, was that Yiner Diaz's hand needs an extra day or two. Brian McTaggart also reported that earlier he was out in gear at the Daikin Park kind of getting things together. So maybe obviously he's not as bad off as Victor Caratini, but they do report he needs an extra day or two. So with that, the Astros are calling up catcher Cesar Salazar. He has been up the last couple of years. He will get the start today as well, Clint. So they're going to be without, at least to start the game, without both of their primary catchers in this thing right now, which obviously is not ideal.
If it's going to happen, it's a hell of a thing to say after losing to them 6-1 in the opening game of the series, but if it's going to happen, you want it to happen against the Rockies, that's for damn sure. So hopefully we can overcome this little catcher issue that we've got here, and get a dub tonight. With Yordan in the lineup, with Pena, Altuve, Correa, Christian Walker, with all those guys in the lineup, we ought to be able to put some runs on the board and give us a chance. Huh?
By the way, Tyler, they play tonight at 7. It's very odd. I cannot find the lineup yet. Joe Espada.
Now
is,
that you say that.
Joe Espada. Yeah. The lineup is usually out on a 7 o'clock game in the 3 o'clock hour.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
Maybe they're still trying to put some things together. We know the only thing we know in the lineup is Salazar is catching, and it has been a report that Yordan Álvarez will be the DH tonight, but have not seen the full lineup yet. So we'll see what that looks like. But anyway, it is the Rockies, and I will be damned, Clint. If the Houston Astros play against the Colorado Rockies and they start Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and they lose back-to-back ball games,
that will be painful.
By the way, bottom of the sixth, the Mariners are leading the Padres 4-2 currently right now. So they're leading 4-2 right now. So stay tuned for that. That obviously is a big thing, as well as they are now a game and a half. Now, just still a game and a half behind the Astros after both of them lost yesterday. So that is one to watch. But yeah, they can't go down losing the Framber and Hunter Brown starts.
Yeah, that'd be rough. To this group, that would be rough. And again, you know, we talked about it multiple times, man. This run of games was 7 of the last 10 against Baltimore. And these three following those Baltimore games, boy, to not be able to extend that lead out a little bit in the division with the Mariners struggling a bit would be a crying ass shame. So, but the way you do that is you lose back-to-back games of Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez starts against the Colorado Rockies is the way you keep this thing close and keep it interesting and let it come down to the head-to-head matchups that are in the future and in that last 20-game stretch of the season for the Astros. So hopefully, again, we can get a little run here and take care of business. We'll see.
Well, someone texted in and said, luckily for them, their ace, Jason Alexander, is pitching tomorrow. So things should look up there. Like, my ass, Jason Alexander, their ace. Yeah. Thanks, Tyler. Yesterday, the Tanner Gordon fella had an ERA walking in of 7.11. He went 6 innings, 1 earned. Today, this fella, Chase Dolander, he is 2-10 with a 6.91 ERA coming in. So
tonight's the night, T. Bet big, man.
I always do.
That's right.
I felt real good about that bet big yesterday. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you lose something that you feel good about, man. It happens.
Yeah, I guess. So that's it. Big one tonight. See if the Astros can even up this series.
It feels huge.
5 o'clock fire.
We got a damn lineup, Joe. My God. By the way, maybe someone text me. Maybe Ron shouldn't do the lineups anymore after they lost that game yesterday.
Hold on, Joe.
I think that's
may have heard it the last, boys.
All right, today, D'Amico Ryans and the general manager Nick Caserio, they both spoke following the initial release of the 53-man roster after they had to make some moves with the roster. They both spoke today, and I think the big topic was Joe Mixon. We had not heard from anybody a part of the Texans brass since the decision was made about Joe Mixon, since the decision was made about Jimmy Ward and their designations. And when asked by the media from Nick Caserio, would Joe Mixon return this season? This was his response to that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll evaluate those players after 4 weeks and kind of see where they are in their progression and then make a determination.
Clint and the people, you can join on this, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in. His response, Nick Caserio's response, Clint, to that, also, if you haven't heard it, which I know you've heard it, Clint, the response from kind of D'Amico Ryans around the Mixon injury situation, hearing him say we'll see, did that change your feeling at all about the Mixon injury situation, especially when it comes to potential time he may miss?
No, not at all. I think this is a significantly worse injury than we thought. I think the situation, and I'm speculating here, absolutely, I think the
so you've been on it thinking it was significant. Yeah,
him not being around the organization at all with a new offense being installed as one of, if not, I believe he's the biggest leader, the most impactful leader on this offense. him not being seen at all, I think, speaks volumes. And not about how badly he's injured, but more importantly about how long it's gonna he's going to be out, or maybe that there's something strained between him and the organization. So I like again, it is absolutely speculation. But I'm just for crying out loud, Trent Brown was out there. Trent Brown was seen out there being around the team and watching these guys and helping Arianti Urcery early on. And so when Sean Pendergast says, man, he hadn't been seen around the program. Sean went to the Greenbrier. Sean's been to every practice over here. I've been to a huge chunk of them. Nobody's seen Joe Mixon. That's not normal. I don't care if Joe Mixon was going to be out for half the season. This was we hope to get him back in the back half of the season and help us down the stretch. He would be at practice watching what the hell's going on. Right. So to me, there's no doubt about it. There's no way to spin this thing. And yes, Nick Caserio's, I think the tone, I think the delivery, I think all of it means something. I think it's, you know, that's a Pro Bowl running back that again has been your best leader on the offensive side of the ball. And yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, he was at the very least non-committal on a very important piece not being there, and I think that Nick, D'Amico, all the crew, the decision makers, clearly they're a smart group, right? And I think they clearly have a game plan of why they're handling certain situations the way they're handling it. I think there's an understanding of why we have more information on other injuries than we have on this situation, right? So I think they have an understanding of why they want to handle it a certain way, and I don't think they're just being vague or very short with details just for the hell of it. Well, I think there is a reason behind it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I know I've heard what you've speculated that this may be either more serious injury-wise or there may be a rift. I'm not saying that, but I don't think it is a coincidence or this is just simply how they're there is a reason why they're treating that injury with their information much different than the other.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think there's something to the fact that B. Scott even brought it up earlier. I did not know that Christian Harris's injury happened away from the organization. I did not know that happened as well. But when it's a injury that happens away from team activities, there's obviously, depending on what he was doing, there's obviously the organization has to look at things contractually of like, hey, how long is he going to be out? This was on his time. Do we need to void something? Can something be voided? Or do you just move forward and, hey, man, we want him back as soon as he gets back kind of deal. I think there's plenty of room here to kind of connect dots in a speculative fashion that I think is any option could be what's going on with Joe Mixon. Look, I hope I'm dead ass wrong and him not being
out here. It's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like anywhere around the team, and you know, them showing some level of frustration, I hope like hell I'm wrong, and we get to, as Texans fans, we get to see Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb 1-2 punch this thing, you know, after that first month of the season's gone. I'd love nothing more, but I'm being completely honest with you that this, it's hard to look at this Joe Mixon thing and just go, yeah, man, it's just an injury. Everybody should just sweep this under the rug and let's see what happens in a month. That's a tough pill.
Yeah, it's a it is definitely not being handled in many ways as the norm.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. As we know, Joe Mixon is going to be out for 4 weeks. This situation with the Kansas City Chiefs, Rashee Rice, he is expected to be suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. He had that dangerous, where he put many people's lives in danger, and just really stupid decisions, to be honest, broad daylight racing, where he wrecked and could have killed himself and others at, like, you know, very, a few just innocent folks were involved in it. Luckily, everyone came out of there as safe as possible, but he is suspended 6 games for that situation. It was an odd situation because at first they were thinking this would come down in the middle of the season because of the court date situation, but the NFL has decided for him to miss the first 6 games, which will be the Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jags, and Lions. But he will be there week 13 when the Chiefs host the Houston Texans. So he will be back there for them. Clint, do you look at this and think, this is a big hit to the Chiefs, and the Chiefs potentially need to make some sort of a move to try to figure out what they're going to do with their leading receiver?
No, look, I don't doubt. I mean, you talk about Pat Mahomes, you talk about Andy Reid. I don't think either one of them guys are a fool. I got to believe that Andy Reid knew something.
Yeah,
something was coming down the pike here, and that they were going to plan for it. And if anybody, whether they have a plan or they don't, or they've got somebody waiting in the wings or not, you would know. I have no clue what exactly their depth at wide receiver looks like. I would imagine it's pretty healthy. And I would imagine that between Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, they're going to get the best out of whoever it is. So, I don't see this being that big of an issue.
Yeah, they got to the Super Bowl last year without him.
Yeah.
Without him and Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown played 2 of the 17 games. He'll be back. He is healthy. Xavier Worthy took a big step forward.
I think Worthy takes a monster step forward.
They still got Juju Smith-Schuster, the guy that's really shined for them in camp. Old Baylor Bear, Tyquan Thornton. I don't know if you remember him. He went to New England. He had a big 60-yard catch in their preseason game from Mahomes against the Bears. So I think they'll probably hang on for the first 6 weeks with him being out, but I am glad that this didn't. It was going to be weird and unprecedented if this thing was going to fall. Hey, all right, here, man, week 8, you're going to miss the next 6 games. It was It was a weird situation, but he will be there when the Texans have to travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. But that is a tough front schedule that he is. They're going to miss their number one receiver there for it. All right, coming up as we continue on here, right here live on The Drive. As we looked at things here, D'Amico gave a huge vote of confidence to his offensive coordinator, Nick Caley. Wait till you hear what he had to say about what he was looking for and what Nick Caley fit when they got him in there. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, today was a big day. D'Amico Ryans, he spoke for about 20-plus minutes or so. So did Nick Caserio, as he had a press conference as well and spoke in length after the rosters have been decided. Clint, they've made some moves. As if you were wondering, they were able to bring back Miles Bryant back on the practice squad, bring back Damon Arnett Jr. back on the practice squad. They were able to bring back Harrison Bryant, the tight end. They traded for. So they did get several players back on that practice squad. So,
well, I do think those are the two. Harrison Bryant, Miles Bryant, I think those are two guys that we could see bump back up and somehow, some way on the roster come game time. I mean, as they've said multiple times, in terms of how they practice, it doesn't matter 53, 65, 69, whatever the number is, they're going to practice with the intentions of potentially using them all in a game, and that's kind of how they view their roster. And so the two I would expect is Miles Bryant and Harrison Bryant to be back, to be on this roster and be in uniform on Sunday versus L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see there, that situation. So they were able to get some of those guys that they had to let go yesterday. But he talked about more than just the roster. I thought this was interesting to me, Clint. He talked about what he was looking for, the most important thing he was looking for when he was looking at bringing in a new OC to replace Bobby Slowick. This listen to what he said was the number one thing he was looking for when he was trying to find, eventually, Nick Caley.
The most important thing for me when I was looking for an offensive coordinator was the connection piece, right? It's about how you interact with the players. That was the most important piece to me because I feel like coaching is all relationships, right? And it's, if I can build that deep relationship, that trust factor with a player, and I can, as players and coaches, we can accomplish anything because we have that tight relationship. And it goes to the guys I'm looking for in our team. I talk about looking for everybody to come together, right, and be a tight-knit unit, right, to be together. Because when the ups and downs of the season, it's going to happen. There are going to be some high moments. There are going to be some low moments. But who are you in those low moments? The only thing that can allow you to survive those low moments is having a trust, having that true trust, having that true deep connection and relationship, you know, with your coaches and players, and that allow you to get through everything. So that was the main
connection, man. Connection looked to be not as much X's and O's, not as much ability to what we hear sometimes, fix the quarterback, not the ability to create a really good run game, new scheme. No, he said connection, Clint. Now, I don't think that is surprising to hear from D'Amico Ryans, being us being, you know, covering him for the last 3 years and how important that is to him. But I would wonder from you, how big of a thing would you rate that in terms of an OC connecting and being the guy to kind of get this offense to the next level, is what they expressed.
Look, I think the same way that I view everything, as long as it's authentic, right? I mean, we can talk. Yeah, it's great in theory, man, to have the ability to connect with your players. It's great. How real is it? You know, is it authentic? Is it a real, you know, is that really who Nick Caley is? And is there a serious ability to connect, or is that just kind of a crutch because we don't know exactly what they're going to do offensively, and there's no film on Nick Caley and what he can do as an offensive play caller, so we're going to use this juice and energy and connection as a talking point. In reality, you're rolling the dice and hoping that a young offensive coordinator that Nick Caserio knows can make this thing work, make this thing sing. Look, I think there's something about, like, when you look at D'Amico Ryans, I think a huge part of what makes D'Amico Ryans great is his ability to genuinely and sincerely connect with people in general. And in this instance, we're talking about other coaches. We're talking about a general manager as you're building a roster. We're talking about players as you go out and try to win a championship. I think he genuinely and sincerely is, you know, that's who he is. That's how he relates to people. I think he genuinely cares about people.
Absolutely.
That he's responsible for managing. I think, you know, but I've also seen guys and been around guys, some of the greatest, Bill Parcells, it was all fear. He didn't want to care about you, didn't want to love you, didn't give a damn. He wanted everybody in the building to know, I got your job in my hand. I can cut your throat at any point in time.
So this is a dictatorship.
That's it. And that worked, obviously. It's worked for a lot of people. And so While it is an approach, and I think it is a real effective approach, and part of what makes D'Amico Ryans great, it ain't for everybody. And everybody's not capable of doing it. That's why D'Amico Ryans is so rare. So, look, I hope Nick Caley has this connection. I hope that the juice and the vibe, the energy that he brings that everybody talks about, I hope all that is great. But here's what I'll end on is I don't care how good the juice and the vibe and the energy is. I don't care how good the connection is with your quarterback or how good you connect with people. If your ass can't call plays, if you can't manage a game, if you can't put guys in position to win and to make plays, if you can't figure out a way to protect C.J. Stroud, then your connection isn't going to be great. And so I think say it again. I think they just got it. All that stuff is great. Like D'Amico Ryans. I mean, look, D'Amico's a great dude. We wouldn't be talking about D'Amico being a great dude if his ass couldn't coach. If he couldn't scheme plays. If he wasn't an absolute beast when it comes to game planning and scheming defenses and in game.
He can coach his ass off and connect his ass off.
Yeah. If you can't coach, it's just like a quarterback. C.J. Stroud can be the nicest guy in America. He can connect with everybody out there. He can pray for everybody out there. He can be a good dude and like everybody and have 42 best friends. If C.J. Stroud can't play, none of that matters. Nobody's gonna care one bit. And luckily, C.J. Stroud, we know already, we've seen it at the NFL level, can play big time. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, right? Now it's Nick Caley's turn. We watched D'Amico Ryans prove that he's one of the best coaches in the league. We watched C.J. Stroud prove that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And now we're going to get to watch and see if Nick Caley can prove that he's one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. We'll see.
It's an odd thing, right? We've just watched Jimmy Johnson literally say on the air, man, I didn't give a damn about what Troy Aikman or Steve Berline was thinking. I'm just trying to win.
That's
I
it.
Didn't care, you know. And I don't think Bill Belichick has thought about connecting with anybody in 25, 30 years, maybe longer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it has worked. But I do think, Clint, when we look at the situation that was with the Houston Texans and what we're finding out now from last year's Texans team, the connection and communication was clearly off on the, especially on that side of the ball. And so I could see how that was a big thing for D'Amico, right? Like, look, man, we can't let it get to – however, like I would assume by what we're hearing, it was bad in many different ways of communication and how things were happening on that side of the ball. And I think D'Amico is saying, hey, man, we got to have a certain level of connection right off the jump so we're not dealing with this. So I can see why coming off of last year, that was a major thing for him.
Look, here's the deal, man. I think Nick Caserio, I think D'Amico Ryans, as I've said before, I think he was dialed in on making the defense great and dialed in on doing what he knows he can do and what he was hired to do, which is create a top defense in this league. And he handed the keys to the offense and said, hey, Bobby, do your thing. And I think he did something similar with Laremy Tunsil. Let them kind of do their own thing on that side of the football. And whether it was planned or not, you look up and the problems on the offensive side of the football are you've got a quarterback that doesn't have a great relationship or a great connection or a great respect and trust for a coordinator. And you've got a coordinator that doesn't have a ton of trust and respect and for his fellow coaches and maybe that quarterback. And so you look up and all of a sudden you've got this situation where you're like, hey, I don't know how we got here, but I know I've got to solve this problem. And so you fire that guy, and then the next guy you hire, you make sure that it's front and center. Hey, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have great chemistry. We're going to communicate at a high level. We're going to have respect and trust for each other. And if we don't, then you're not going to be here. And so I would imagine that's how that went. And the beautiful part of it is D'Amico Ryans is now, I think really dialed in on ensuring that those things happen with the Houston Texans offense. Forget CJ, forget Slowick and Kaylee. Like the Houston Texans offense moving forward, I think D'Amico has a very good idea, plan of what he wants that offense to look like, and he's not banking on somebody else to develop that offense and make sure it happens.
Text line coming through. One correction show. I think there is at least one young person that Belichick has thought about connecting with lately.
Fair. And has successfully connected.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, you're right.
I would say he brings a little energy to that.
He's got a little juice.
Got a little juice.
Got a little fire in there.
I'm sure the vibe is the vibe appears to be good.
I got to tell you. You're right. Let me try that. I don't think he's cared about connecting with football players.
With New England Patriot football players, because he might change his tune in North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Coming up, T-Mill's best bets. We'll jump back on it as well. He won for three last night, but he is still in the green for the week. Take advantage when he gets hot, make some money. And I don't know about you. I heard what Clint said. For me, I didn't feel any better about the thought of how long a Joe Mixon is going to be out. Coming from, we'll see. When I asked, will he play again? Not after the 4 weeks. Will he play again this season? We'll see. From Nick Caserio. I guess the thought off of that is this team as is good enough in that running back room to get to where they are looking to try to get to? We'll discuss that. You can give your thoughts on that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, and it continues. Big night tonight. And even after your number one afternoon drive show in Houston, number one sports show in Houston ends, doesn't mean you got to stop right here, baby. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as the fellas are going to roll tonight. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they got you covered tonight. They had some good conversations about the roster yesterday, and I'm sure they will comment on some of the things that were said today by the head coach and the general manager. So stay tuned. Texans All Access. They follow us coming up as soon as we get done at 6 o'clock. And then after that, you know you can recognize it. The best sports show, late night sports show in all of Houston, Area 45. They're back at it tonight. I know Patrick Creighton's here. Sean Bajani and Chris Santiago. Is there no Bajani?
Or Santiago.
No Bajani or Santiago. Oh, boy, they're going to let
be PC and old Mitch.
They're going to let PC just let it ride, huh?
He was just letting it ride on in my double wide in there. I know that much. I don't appreciate that.
Well, all right. You had to really let it ride. I was just going to say, I know Patrick's here.
Trying to get me an OBM for you in the show. And OPC is all spread eagle in there in that double wide. Gosh, dang it. Got me all hunkered up over here.
He was spread eagle. Is that what you said?
Oh, he was spread eagle, man. I thought it was open when I saw your feet. I thought it was open, man. I went over. I was going to barrel in.
You're real comfortable in there, huh? Mm-hmm. Just laced out. Well, Patrick Creighton, he'll have you tonight, 7 to 11. They'll do the postgame show after. Hopefully the Astros are able to take care of the Rockies, and Framber bounces back with a good performance tonight. And then coming up here in just a bit, Clint, T-Mill's best bet. 66% so far this week. He's going to try to win you a little bit of more cash. We'll get to that here in just a second. Clint, for me, as I said on the other side, listening to Nick Caserio become noncommittal on a 18-week season that starts in 2 weeks on Joe Mixon, will he play? Like, he could be just saying stuff. I don't know. I don't know what gamesmanship is held right now when he's already out 4 weeks. To your opponent, but I do think this is a situation where, it's maybe a little bit more serious than just 4 weeks, and he's automatically back. And we've talked about it. He hasn't been around. We haven't seen him. And with that, Clint, it does make me immediately wonder. This team has certain goals, right? Obviously, for them in that building, they keep talking about it, the adding a ring to the bull. I would imagine that is the Super Bowl situation. Most, I believe, can the Texans get past the hump of winning the division, winning a playoff game, and then losing in the divisional round of the playoffs? Can they get to the AFC Championship game? And I would ask you, Clint, the way their running back room is set up right now, which is Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, Woody Marks, Dari Ogunbowale, and British Brooks. The way it's set up right now, do you think they are good enough if they don't get a Joe Mixon? Do you think they're good enough right now to win and get to where they want to get to, or do you think they need to add something?
No, I think they're plenty good enough in the running back room to get, you know, beyond where they were last year, 10 regular season wins or the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, I think you look at Nick Chubb again, Woody Marks, and Damian Pierce and Dari Ogunbowale and company. I mean, I think they're plenty good. Are they going to, you know, individually or running back by committee? Is that going to be the reason that they improve? No, everything offensively with this football team. And look, I'll be honest with you. I think everything for the Houston Texans, when it comes to improving on 10 wins and getting beyond the second round of the playoffs, everything hinges on offensive line play. Can you protect C.J. Stroud? And then to your point, talking about the running backs, are you good enough up front to have a respectable run game? And I think you can do, running back-wise, I think you can do that with Nick Chubb and with a guy that's drafted in the fourth round, and a guy that's been in this league for 3-4 years in Damian Pierce. I think the running back room is plenty good enough. The question is the offensive line good enough? Is Ed Ingram, Jake Andrews, is that interior, Lakin Tomlinson, is that interior offensive line really good enough to give those guys a shot? I think it's more about the O-line and significantly less about the running back room. I think they're good enough to answer your question, yes, in that room.
Yeah, the two questions to me with that is, one, is this going to be a team that is run first, run, or I don't even know if that's the way to put it, run first, but at least like run dependent, where we want to run.
Just going to be balanced and be able to throw effective play action.
I think you've said it. We talked about it over the last couple of years. This is a team that should pass to set up the run the last couple of years. It feels like they're switching that.
Feels like a shift in a bit.
Yeah, and so if they're going to be that, I think you have to look at it differently with that group, because they want to be a depend on the run type of team. And then the other one is how quickly is Woody Marks going to be ready to take on more? How quickly is that? Because I think he clearly is showing something to me, and I think they really like him. I thought it was a deal of, all right, man, early, this is going to be a potential pass catcher, third down back pass catcher, but it looks like he is bringing more to the table with that, and he would be the one that I would look to over Damian Pierce to be a compliment with Nick Chubb if they were to just run with this group, even if for some reason this mixing thing is more serious than we think, and it has to be more than 4 weeks, and it's some extended period of time.
Yeah, and look, the thing, you know, I don't give my opinion in terms of the running back room being okay lightly. I think Woody Marks is a guy that I liked him coming in, but I think when you look at both in the pass protection game and the ability to run the rock, I think he's got a real chance. He's a five year college athlete. He's mature beyond his years. And what we've seen in the preseason is I think the guy's playing above expectations of most rookies. I don't care where you're drafted. And so, look, I think he's shown promise in the ability, the twitch, the explosion, the change of direction, the speed. The pass protection stuff is the huge hurdle for most young running backs to get over. And so I think he's going to be a real piece that they have confidence in early and often. And so, I think I'll be honest with you, again, maybe dead ass wrong on this, but it just, the Nick Chubb thing, assuming the offensive line is improved, the Nick Chubb thing for me has a lot higher potential than I think most folks believe.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to Lacey Jr. I've looked that up too. The Astros play a game in an hour and 20 minutes. Don't have a lineup.
What is going on?
But we do know Cesar Salazar.
Is Joe at the park?
I'm guessing Cesar Salazar is catching and batting ninth. And the DH tonight is Yordan Alvarez. That's the only two things we do know. Very odd that they don't have a lineup.
Speak of that big fella, Yordan, you want best bets?
I do. I want T-Mill's best bets. All right. As we said, man, stay in the green. Stay in the green. Had a little off night last night. Bet heavy on the Astros with the Rockies. And hell, why wouldn't you? What you got tonight? Let's get to T-Mill's best bet.
Yeah, I can't think of a better place to start than right there with the big fella, the slugger, Yordan. Some refer to him as your daddy. I'm on over 1.5 total bases for Yordan and the Houston Astros tonight. Again, if you are unaware, that means Yordan gets a double, you win money. Yordan hits two singles, you get money. He just goes ahead and blasts one out of the park. Cash. Yordan over 1.5 bases, one of my favorite bets tonight, if not the favorite. Next, I got the Phillies plus 1.5 runs. They're going to be in New York taking on the Mets. I got the Detroit Tigers. Their money line at minus 120 playing at the A's tonight. And lastly, in that same game, I'm on the under for the first five innings between the Tigers and Athletics. Under 5.5 runs in the first five at plus 105 odds. Can't beat that. Those are your four best bets. Let's ride.
Yeah, that A's Tiger, that was a fun game last night as the A's walked them off, winning 7-6. So they were scoring a lot too, which is, it's weird. Outside of their ace for the Tigers, they've been giving up a lot of runs lately. Yeah, outside of him. So
I was on that under 11.
I know you was.
5.5 and 5. Get the hell out.
We'll see on that. That's a bet. That one right there. That one's a hard one for me to, like, bet the score in the first five innings. That one's tricky for me.
Shouldn't be hard for you, man.
It all is.
I'm tired, scared money, T.
Oh, hell yeah. Petrified money.
Let's pay for them floors, bro.
We gonna bet them Strohs?
I do have action on the Strohs.
Hey! Yes.
They didn't make best bets, but I do have a few bets going on.
I think I'm
going
to get a little action with that.
All right.
Tyler's going to need Jordan to get his first hit. Get his first hit. Get it off the schneid here.
I think we get a bomb.
You think so? Think he does it in one swing? Why not? One and a half bases.
Only Tyler can get paid big money on Jordan's first hit.
There you go. All right.
You deserve it.
Shout out to Brandon Scott, who joined us earlier. Great job, as always. Clint, fantastic. Tyler, great as always. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Whatever.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.